各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
欢迎再次来到神的殿中，我们来思想神的话语。
Welcome to our church. Today we'll study God's word.
今天的题目是不义的怒气。
Today's topic is unrighteous anger.
各种年纪都需要这样子的信息。
I think people of different age will need this kind of sermon.
不是所有的怒气都是不好的。
Not all angers are not are bad.
比如说，上帝的怒气就是正义的怒。
God's anger is the righteous anger.
在罗马书一章第十八节讲说，神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
In Romans chapter 1 verse 18, it says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodly and unrighteous of men."
约翰福音三章三十六节讲说，信子的人有永生，不信子的人得不到永生，神的震怒常在他身上。
John chapter 3 verse 36, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life, and he who does not obey the Son will not have life, but the wrath of God abides from on him."
这个正义的怒之外呢，有不义的怒。
Aside from the righteous anger, there is unrighteous anger.
在拉丁文里面叫做 furor.
In the language of Latin, it's the name furor.
这个不义的怒气呢，是一种情绪，不理智的，是脾气，带有罪恶的怒气。
This unrighteous anger is moody, it's unreasonable, and it's temper, and it's full of sinful anger.
所以我们要来思想怎么样来避免这个不讨神喜悦、不公义的怒气。
So we wanted to meditate on this unrighteous anger, which is not pleasing to God.
两点。
Two points.
第一，我们要来思想什么是不公义的怒气。
First, we wanted to think about what is unrighteous anger.
第二，我们要来思想圣经对这个怒气有什么教导。
And secondly, what the Bible teaches about this unrighteous anger.
何谓不公义的怒呢？
Why is it called unrighteous anger?
通常都有一个模式。
And there is always a pattern.
我们从第一个不公义的怒气，就是亚哈水乳王身上讲起。
First, let's talk about King Ahasuerus.
在以斯帖记
In the book of Esther,
这个国王呢，开了一个 party, 有一个宴席。
The king had a party, a banquet for everybody.
他很骄傲的，这个国王很自大的。
He is a very arrogant person.
因为他是在四大这个帝国当中，亚述以及巴比伦、波斯、希腊里面，他是统治最大的这个波斯王国。
In his empire, he's the biggest one within the four largest empires: Assyria, Babylonian, Persian, and Greek.
于是呢，他就邀请了他的臣仆来看他有多么伟大。
He invited everybody, his servants, to see him to see how great he is.
这个骄傲自大之后呢，他就进入了这个模式的第二点，他就开始过分要求了。
And after he's being arrogant, secondly, he becomes very asking for requests excessively.
他要求他的皇后带王冠来到众臣仆面前展现他的美貌。
He asked his queen to wear her crown to be in front of everybody to show her beauty.
有一些解经家讲说，这个国王这个要求是很过分的，因为他要求他的王后只带皇冠，不准穿任何的衣服。
So many people explain the Bible. They said that this is very unreasonable because he wants his queen to appear just with her crown without wearing anything else.
当时的时代，你光是看女生的脸都不礼貌了。
At the culture at the time, it's impolite just to look at a woman in her face.
何况你要一个皇后，因着国王可能喝醉这个原因，赤裸裸的在别人面前像小丑一样的表演，这个要求是很过分的。
And not to say that after the king is drunk, the queen has to come in front of everybody naked. This is a very unreasonable request.
于是呢，国王就生气了。
So the king became angry.
因为这个过分的要求没有达到满足。
Because this unreasonable request did not get fulfilled.
这是第一个不义的怒气。
And this is the first unrighteous anger.
因为这个不公义的怒气的出发点是从骄傲自大来的。
Because the starting point for this unrighteous anger is from arrogant.
最近我看到一个新闻。
I've seen a recent news lately.
有一个妈妈，她是一个 commissioner.
There is a mother who is a commissioner of a city.
他的孩子呢，以及他孩子的朋友，开车的时候因为这个 registration 过期了，就被警察拦下来。
His daughter was traveling with her friends in the car. The car, the registration is out of date, so it was stopped by the police.
这个妈妈就气冲冲的跑来现场，就开始了有这个三个表现这个模式。
So the mother came to the scene and followed this pattern with these three things.
她第一句话就是跟警察讲说，你难道不知道我是长官吗？我是 commissioner.
The first thing she said to the police is, Do you know who I am? I'm a commissioner.
我的小孩是耶鲁大学的 PhD student.
My child is a student at Yale University. She's a PhD student.
还把她拦下来。
How can you stop her?
这是第一个模式，骄傲之大。
So this is the first point for this pattern. She's being arrogant.
于是呢，她就开始过分要求了。
And then she started unreasonable requests.
警察先生，请你把拦下来的原因以及报告给我。
Policeman, please give me a reason you stopped my daughter and give me the report right now.
警察当然拒绝嘛。
And it was denied by the police.
你的小孩是成年人了，你自己问他们，我没有任何的义务要把这个报告给你。
Your child is an adult. I don't have to give it to you. You have to ask for your daughter.For more information.
这个 commissioner 这个妈妈就生气了，就开始骂警察。
So the mother, who's the commissioner, became angry and berated at the police.
你们怎么当警察的
？So what kind of a police are you?
结果这个影片呢被录下来之后放在网络上面。
So this video was recorded and was put on the internet.
就引起了公愤。
So people started criticize her.
这个妈妈就不得不辞职。
So the mother had no choice.But to resign from her job.
为什么会引起公愤呢
？Why is it that people are criticizing her?
因为任何一个怒气是跟着这个模式产生的不义的怒气，都会引起公愤的。
Because all anger that's unrighteous, people would look at it and will criticize it.
我们有没有这种不义的怒气呢
？Do we have such unrighteous anger?
别人忘记跟我们打招呼
，and people forgot to greet us.
别人少看我们一眼。
Forgot to look at us.
哇，我们就像这个国王一样大发烈怒。
And we'll be like the king here and become very angry.
第二种不公义的怒气。
The second kind of unrighteous anger.
是尼布甲尼撒王。
It's the king Nebuchadnezzar.
但以理记这样记载。
In the book of Daniel, it was recorded this way.
记载说他做了一个梦。
That the king Nebuchadnezzar had a dream.
结果呢，就烦躁不安。
And he became very upset and troubled.
他做的不是一个好梦。
It's not a good dream that he had.
他做的也不是一个噩梦。
And it's not a nightmare that he had.
他做的是一个烦梦。
He had a dream that's troublesome.
好梦可能很烦，可能也不烦。
And the good dream sometimes is not upsetting or trouble.
噩梦可能也很烦，但是做完之后可能也不烦。
And you have a nightmare afterward, you will probably forget about it.
但是他做了一个很烦的梦。
But he had a very troublesome, upset dream.
在原文里面，就是他的灵魂被击打的意思。
In the original language, it says his spirit was struck.
于是呢，他就不能睡觉。
Therefore, he cannot sleep.
原文是什么呢？他的睡眠就结束了，就是已经跟他讲再见了。
The original text, it says the sleep was done, finished upon him.
我想所有的人都有这种经历。
I think everybody here has this experience.
睡不着就很烦。
And you cannot sleep and getting very upset.
越烦越睡不着。
And getting irritated and you couldn't sleep.
埃及法老在约瑟还没有解梦之前。
The Pharaoh from Egypt before Joseph interpreted dreams for him.
也是烦得睡不着。
And he was very irritated, upset, and can't sleep.
因着烦躁不安，一模一样的模式哦，一模一样的规则，他就开始过分要求了。
And this is the same pattern after he was irritated.He becomes one. He has requests that's unreasonable.
他就要求一大堆术士或者是这个算命的这些人来就是解释他的这个梦。
He asked a bunch of people, including the fortune tellers, to come in to interpret his dream.
可是又不讲这个梦的内容。
But he does not want to tell the content of this dream.
国王啊，我们可以帮你解梦。
King, we can interpret your dream for you.
但是国王讲说，你们要猜我的这个内容，因为我不跟你讲我做了什么梦。
But the king says you have to guess what my dream is because I'm not going to tell you.
这个再厉害的人都没有办法解释。
No matter how good of an interpreter you are, there's no way to explain this.
其中一群人叫做加勒底人。
There's a group of people. It's called a Chaldean.
加勒底人呢是天象学家。
And they are a group of people who are astrologers.
在当时的时代呢，他们就可以算出来说，一年有365天。六个小时又十五分钟四十一秒。
At that time, they can already calculate a year has 365 days, 6 hours, and 15 minutes, and 41 seconds.
跟今天这个时代的这个算术已经非常准确了。
With today's standard, this calculation was very accurate.
我们来问一下大家，一年有多久
？Can I ask everybody how long is 1 year?
365天。
365 days.
几个小时
？How many hours?
六个小时
，six hours，
几分钟
？How many minutes？
我不知道，我只知道那个时候的加勒底人，他们这样子算出来，跟现在只差26分钟。
So what I know is from calculation from Chaldean and today, there's only a difference of 26 minutes and 55 seconds.
这告诉我们什么道理呢
？What does that tell us？
再厉害的人
，No matter how great you are，
再会算数。
No matter how good you can calculate,
再多博士学位
no matter how many PhDs you have,
如果遇到一个不讲理的人
if you met somebody who is unreasonable,
他一点办法都没有
and you were helpless,
尼布甲尼撒王
King Nebuchadnezzar,
这个过分的要求没有被满足之后他就大发烈怒
after his unreasonable request was not met, he became very angry,
这个是最难处理的怒气
and this anger isThe most difficult to manage,
因为是没有任何道理的。
Because it's very unreasonable.
当一个人在生气的时候
，When the person is angry,
你猜不了他的心思。
You can't guess what was on his mind.
你没有办法劝得了他。
You cannot try to calm him down.
你也躲不掉的话
，And you cannot avoid him.
这个就是无理取闹了。
And this is called unreasonable.
我再讲一次。
Let me repeat.
什么是无理取闹呢
？What is unreasonable?
当一个人因着烦躁。
A person who was troubled,
产生出来的怒气
and he became angry,
猜不了
and he cannot pass that,
劝不了
and you cannot cannot calm him down,
想跑也躲不了
and you cannot get away,
这个就是像尼布甲尼撒一样
and this is like the situation with King Nebuchadnezzar,
无理取闹
being unreasonable,
这是第二个不义的怒气
and this is the second.Unrighteous anger.
第一个是从骄傲自大开始的。
The first is from arrogant and proud.
第二个呢，却是烦躁不安。
The second one is from irritation and upset.
我很烦，所以我要迁怒给其他的人。
I'm very troublesome and upset. I wanted to put this on somebody else.
第三个不公义的怒气呢
？The third unrighteous anger is
就是扫罗。
Is King Saul.
可是扫罗不见了。
King Saul is not on the PowerPoint at the moment.
Okay, 那我们来讲哈，扫罗呢，他的这个出发点是出于嫉妒、憎恨。
Saul's his starting point is from jealous.
当这个大卫打死巨人哥利亚之后
，When King David killed the Philistines.
那个哥利亚
，King Goliath.
于是呢，妇女们就唱歌跳舞。
So women are dancing.And singing on the street.
扫罗杀死千千。
Saul, he slain thousands.
大卫杀死万万。
But David slain his 10,000.
撒母耳记上第十八章就记载说，扫罗就甚发怒。
In First Samuel, it was recorded King Saul became very, very angry.
他不喜悦这话。
He does not like the songs people
sing. 他就开始怒视大卫。
And he becomes extremely angry.
这个起点呢是出于嫉妒。
And the starting point for his anger is from jealousy.
于是我们看到说一模一样的模式。
And it's the exact same pattern.
因着嫉妒憎恨之后呢，他就开始有过分的要求。
After he's getting angry, he has an unreasonable request.
他要求这些妇女永远就是唱说扫罗杀死万万。
He wants the women to sing the song that Saul slain thousands.
他不要新一代年轻人成功。
He doesn't want the newer generation to be successful.
这让我想到一些体育的退休的球员。
And that makes me think about some of the athletes who retired.
有一些球员呢
，some of the good athletes
已经退休很久了。
After they have retired for a while,
没有体力了。
He's already over his prime.
当一个19岁，我们有没有看这个足球啊，这个19岁、20岁很厉害的年轻人起来的时候
，When you watch soccer games, there's younger 18, 19 year old
这些退休的球员就开始酸溜溜的批评他们了。
And the athletes who retire, a sour grape, start to criticize them.
这是一个过分的要求。
And this is a excessive, unreasonable request.
因为在这个世界上面，不可能有一个人永远得到大家的注意力。
Because there is no way in the world one person can get attention all the time.
我们要学习让别人来代替我们。
We have to learn to have younger generation people to come replace us.
2007年。
In 2007,
Miss University 就是全世界的选美大会。
In the Miss Universe pageant for the whole world.
冠军选美冠军是一个日本人，日本女孩。
And the beauty pageant the champion was a Japanese girl.
于是呢，这个主办单位呢就请了2006年的这个冠军来颁奖，把这个王冠放在这个日本女孩2007年的冠军头上。
So beauty pageant asked the previous years.Champion to crown the current year champion.
结果后来他们就考虑说要怎么样把这一段影片播出来。
And they're thinking about how to broadcast this video.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这2006的这个冠军在颁奖的时候，他的脸臭得不得了。
Because the 2006 Miss Universe, she has a very ugly look attitude on her face when she
去年
did the crowning.
所有的摄影师、照相的人都是在对着我的。
So everybody, last year, everybody was, attention was on me.
今年我只是个配角。
And today, I'm just crowning this year's beauty.
他就脸臭得不得了，不知道怎么样把这段播出来，这个主办单位。
And she has a very ugly attitude on her face, and the people don't know how to broadcast this to people for people to see.
通常在选美的时候
during a beauty pageant,
有四个反常的现象。
There's four things that's not very normal.
平常爱讲话的时候是选美的时候不讲话。
It's that normally you would like to speak loud at that time you don't.
平常动的女生在选美的时间都不动。
And normally that you like to move around, but during the beauty pageant you don't.
你要是被选中做冠军的话，台上哭，台上笑，台下哭。
And if you became the Miss Universe winner.You will cry on stage, but laugh off stage.
你要是落选的话，台上笑，台下哭。
And if you did not win, you will laugh on stage and cry.
2006年的这个冠军，他最基本的一个礼貌都没有。
In this 2006 beauty pageant champion, she is not being very polite.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为嫉妒之后产生的烈怒。
Because after jealousy, it created this unreasonable request.
我们是否有这种不义的义呢？
Do we have such unrighteousness sometimes?
因着骄傲自大。
Because jealousy.
因着烦躁不安。
Because your heart was troubled.
因着嫉妒憎恨。
Because arrogant.And hatred.
就产生一个不讨神喜悦的怒气。
And creates anger that's not pleasing to God.
这种怒气
This kind of anger
是最具有破坏性的。
It's most destructive.
常常十几二十年的好的朋友好的人际关系
And sometimes your friendship for 10, 20 years
因着这个不公义的怒气而被破坏掉了。
Because of this unrighteous angerThe friendship was destroyed.
那我们该怎么做呢？
How are we going to take care of this?
圣经教导我们要第一，慢慢的动怒。
So the Bible has taught us to slow to anger.
我们来念雅各书一章九节，我们先念中文，我们再一起来念英文，好不好？我们来，请。我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说。慢慢的动怒，好，英文，请。
So, James chapter 1, verse 19. Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, and slow to anger.
为什么要慢慢的动怒呢？
Why is it that we want to slow to anger?
因为慢才不会犯错误。
Because if you slow down, you will not make mistakes.
Ben Carson.
Person Ben Carson.
几年前他也是总统候选人之一。
A year ago, he was one of the presidential candidates.
他也是一个这个专门开脑袋的一个医生。
He is also a brain surgeon.
成功的将这个连体婴头连在一起的连体婴让他们分开。
He has successfully separated Siamese twins or connected on the heads.
在他所写的书里面呢
，In the book that he wrote，
他就写了这段话。
He has wrote this.
他讲说，在他十几岁的时候
，When he was a teenager，
他差点把他的朋友杀死。
He almost killed one of his friends.
为什么呢
？Why is that？
因为他朋友在跟他听这个音乐广播电台的时候。
Because his friend was listening to a radio broadcast with him.
就嘲笑他讲说你太没有音乐品味了。
And the friend was laughing at him for not having any musical background.
于是呢他一气之下。
So he got angry.
就拿出他的刀子出来然后刺他朋友的肚子。
And he took out a knife and stabbed his friend at his stomach.
还好他的朋友这个皮带很厚。
And luckily, his friend has a belt that's thick.
就没有刺死他。
So he did not killed him.
Ben Carson 就讲说，如果我朋友那天没有带皮带的话
，And Ben Carson said that day if his friend did not wear that thick belt,
我就不是总统候选人了。
I'm not going to be a presidential candidate.
我就不是医生了。
I'm not a doctor.
我就在监狱里面了。
I'm going to be in jail.
所以所罗门讲说，暴怒的人多多犯罪。
So Solomon says, if you're angry, you will commit sin.
有时候太快发怒
，When you get angry too quickly,
会犯罪。
And you will commit a terrible sin.
慢慢是最好的。
And slowness is the best.
至少在几件事情上面。
At least among these few things.
我现在早上起来有时候会煮蛋。
In the morning when I wake up, sometimes I will cook eggs.
怎么煮呢
？How do I cook it?
加点油。
And add some oil in the pan.
蛋打下去。
And put the egg down.
加一点点水。
And add a little bit of water.
盖起来。
And cover it.
然后慢火煮个十分钟。
And let it cook slowly for 10 minutes.
然后火关掉之后，让热气跑到蛋里面去。
And when I turn it off, I will just let it continue to simmer.
煮出来的蛋很漂亮。
And the egg looks beautiful.
慢慢是最好的。
And slowness is great.
你认识一个人也要慢慢认识。
When you get to know somebody, you need to know it slowly as well.
不能够太快倾心吐意。
You can't be too quickly commit yourself.
慢慢是最好的。
And slowness.Is the best.
有时候我们生气的时候
And sometimes when we get angry,
也不可以太快
You can't be too fast.
因为在这件事情上面慢慢是最好的
Because when it comes to getting angry, slowness is the best.
这是第一个处理不义的怒气的方法
And this is the one way of handling anger.
第二个
Secondly,
处理怒气的方法
How to handle anger.
就是要认罪悔改
And just to repent.
哥罗西书三章八节
In Colossians chapter 3,
讲说要弃绝恼恨愤怒恶毒毁谤口中污秽的言语
He says you must put them all away anger, wrath, malice, slander, obscene talk from your mouth
所以我们若是常常有不义的怒气的话
So sometimes if we have this unrighteous anger
我们要求神赦免我们
We wanted to ask God to forgive us
在世界上面的 life coach
In this world, is the life coach.
人生教练对怒气有很多解决的方法。
They have a lot of way to solve anger.
跟圣经不一样的。
Different than what Bible has taught us.
在我的电脑上面 ，Kindle 读书的这个电子书的这个软体哈，里面就有好几本关于发怒的书。
In my computer, I'm reading through Kindle. There's many way of books that deals with anger.
这些世俗上面的 life coach 给什么建议呢
？These secular coaches in the life, what kind of a suggestion do they give?
基本上就是吃好睡饱，生气时洗个冷水澡。
Basically, it tells you to eat well, sleep well, and when you're angry, take a cold shower.
这都是有道理的。
And these are reasonable.
你睡不好的时候，脾气就会上来嘛，对不对
？And when you don't sleep well, anger will come up.
你吃不好或吃不饱的时候。
When you're hungry,
常常也会生气嘛，对不对
？And you would frequently get angry.
所以鼓励大家多吃 muffin.
So I encourage everybody to eat more muffins.
吃 muffin make you happy.
Yeah, if you eat more muffin, definitely make you happy.
然后有些人生气呢，去洗个冷水澡或者洗个这个脸就好一点嘛，对不对
？And some people, when they get angry, they wash their face or take a shower. They will feel better afterwards.
这些世俗的方法都是很好的。
This circular method for dealing with anger is good.
但是没有解决更最基本的问题。
But it does not resolve the basic fundamental problem.
当一个人有持续性不义的怒气在他身上的时候，
when a person had continuous anger in him,
这个人最重要的一个要做的事情就是要认罪悔改。
The most important thing he needs to do is to repent.
求主赦免我自大的罪。
And ask God to forgive his sin.
别人没跟我打招呼，少看我一眼，我就常常生气。
Some people don't look at me or say hi to me, I get angry.
求主赦免我烦躁的罪。
God, please.Forgive my sin for being troublesome.
我常常迁怒给那些不相关的人。
Sometimes I put this anger onto somebody who's not related to it.
求主赦免我嫉妒的罪。
Please, God, forgive my sin from jealousy.
像扫罗王一样，看到大卫比自己好，就开始生气。
And when he see just like King Solomon, when he saw David's better than him, he would get angry.
所以有不义的怒气。
The reason that we're having this unrighteous anger,
是因为我们的心出了问题。
Because our heart is in trouble.
我们有罪在我们身上。
We have sin in our heart.
包括我自己。
Including myself.
常常我发了不义的怒气之后，
Many times when I had unrighteous anger,
就会后悔。
And I feel regret after.
哎呀，生气了，这个是不应当生气的事情。
Oh, so I got angry. It's not, I shouldn't do that.
但是不要单单后悔而已。
But not only that you regret you had anger,
也要认罪。
You have to repent.
上帝才会帮助我们。
And God will help us.
有一句话我很喜欢。
There's one word that I like it very much.
愤怒的开始是什么开始呢？是太快开始的。
It says hastiness is the beginning of wrath.
愤怒要怎么样结束呢？
And how to end it?
就是认罪悔改。
By repentance.
我们请方弟兄用英文把这个名言讲一遍。
Hastiness is the beginning of wrath, and its end, repentance.
愤怒的结束
and ends in repentance,
不是去洗冷水澡
is not to take a cold shower,
不是单单吃饭而已
not just to eat,
不单单只是睡个好觉
not just to have a good sleep,
不义的怒气要结束，真正结束的方法
the how do you end the unrighteous anger,
是 repentance,
is truly impentance,
是在神面前认罪悔改
is to repent in front of God.
所以我们今天学到几个功课。
So the lessons that we learned today,
什么是不义的怒呢？
What is unrighteous anger?
常常是骄傲自大产生的。
It came from proud and arrogant.
常常是烦躁不安产生的。
It's from troublesome and upset.
常常是因为嫉妒憎恨产生的。
It's from jealousy.
就发出这个怒气，然后破坏了人际关系。
And this anger came out and destroyed the relationships.
圣经怎么教导呢？
How does Bible teach us,
要慢慢的动怒
and teach us to slow to anger,
来到神的面前认罪悔改
and come in front of God, repent.
靠我自己，我没有办法控制我的脾气
yeah, if I depend on myself, I cannot control my anger.
主啊，我认罪悔改，求主能够赐给我力量，帮助我能够远离这些怒气。
God, I'm here to repent. Please help me to stay away from unrighteous anger.
但愿我们基督徒
We hope that Christians like us,
不单单只是灵魂得救，
not only we were saved, our soul,
在情绪上面，
and in our mood,
也能够成圣，
and we can be successful.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的主，我们再次感谢你，在圣经里面有很多伟大的道理，不管是救恩也好，以及救恩道理，甚至我们自己的情绪，我们的脾气，都有这么多伟大的经文。主啊，但愿我们能够远离这些不义的怒气，时常在你面前能够慢慢的学习来动怒，慢慢的生气，以及时常认罪悔改。祷告乃是奉基督的名，阿们。